this is episode 13 of Chat with Matt, and today we have these weird things that you put in your mouth.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let's get this intro done right, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
It's episode 13 of Chat with Matt. We got that bit.
Yeah.
It's Father's Day.
It's Father's Day.
So we're gonna.
It's Sunday.
It's well, yeah. It's Sunday. What's the date?
Zach is here today.
That's not the date. That's a funny date.
It's the 16th of June. So yeah, we have to tell everyone the date in case they don't know the date that we recorded the show. So it's been a while, eh, boys, since we've done last on the show.
Yeah.
Any explanations for that, Matt?
It was Dad's fault. He said.
Hang on a minute. Father's Day.
Listen. So what happened was, I said, Dad, can we like do some episode? Can we do episode 13? He's like, Nah, let's do it tomorrow. So I ask him the next day, and he's like, Nah, let's do it tomorrow.
It's a poor workman that blames his tools, Matt. It's a poor workman that blames his tools.
Yeah, you're the poor workman.
Right. So anyway, the boys have got Zach here as well. Say hello, Zach.
Hi.
Zach, if we don't remember, is Matt's brother.
No, he's not.
Zach, you're aged.
It's an honour to be here, and I'm 11.
11, there we go.
I'm 8 years old.
Oh, we've got an
eight. No, I'm 8 years young, actually.
8 years young.
Yes,
open. I'm many years young.
By 40, you mean.
Dad's a pretty young.
Dad's a young lad. Yeah, quite right.
Sure about that.
Quite right.
At the age 14.
So anyway, the boys have got these plastic contraptions that
stick in your mouth.
You're sticking your mouth, and they're off some game, aren't they? What game?
So you stick them.
All right, take them off. Take them off. We're not
stick
ready for
it yet.
So what game are they from?
Mouth out, I think it's called.
Mouth out. Right. So
yeah. So you get these cards in the box, and you've got to read one of the words that are on there. And the other person's got to try and guess what you're saying, but it's really, really confusing.
Right. We don't have any cards.
All right, we got.
Dad's got 10 words.
Dad's gonna write. So I've got 10 words for each of you to say to the other person. Now, the other person's got to guess it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if they can't guess it from what you're saying, they can ask for a clue.
Okay.
If you can't, I'll give them the clue then to what the word is. Mm-hmm. All right. So. One of you needs to put the blindfold on that. I think, Matt, you go first. Yeah. Put the blindfold on.
All right, so I'm speaking.
Youngie starts first.
Right, so you're not going to cheat now. Look at any of the words, are you?
No.
Right.
My fingers aren't hard enough.
Zach, you stick your thing in.
How many things are you holding up? Five?
All right. So, Matt, Zach, you stick your thing in. Your plastic contraption.
It's really hard to speak.
And your first word is...
Google.
All right. Go on.
Google.
What is it, Matt?
Google.
No.
Giggle.
Giggle.
Yeah, light laugh. Number one, so 1 point to Matt. Next one.
My
turn. Put your... No. We do 10 each.
Oh, it's... I thought it was swapping over.
No, it's not swap over yet. We'll do 10 each. And we'll see how many you get. So, Matt, keep that on.
Okay.
Right, don't take it off now until you get to the end of the round. All right. So, Zach, you ready to go again?
Yeah.
Right. Next word is...
Sellotape.
Oh, too easy. Got that in straight away. That one then, Zach?
Manchester.
Oh, you're too good at this.
Listen.
Yeah.
Oyster.
Go on.
Caterpillar. Sponge,
yeah, well done.
Poisonous. Flower.
Yeah.
Cucumber.
Hey, well done. Matt, you're a pro at this.
There you go. All
right, so put your plastic thing in now, Matt.
Wait.
Yup, swallow it. you're not supposed to eat it.
I'm going to do this, you keep making a laugh.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you got your thing on, Matt?
Yeah.
Alright, ready, Matt. Here's your first word.
Mist.
Mist.
Yeah. Fire.
Summer.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Bouncing.
Lemonade.
Don't be cheating, Zach.
I'm not cheating.
Go on.
Hey, I can't see.
All right, go on.
That's that, sir.
That?
Yeah, see, that's it. Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Onion.
What's it?
Onion.
Boiling.
Yeah. Onion.
Yeah, it is. He's got it right.
Ah, boiling. I thought you said...
Boiling. Yeah, yeah.
Tractor.
Tractor.
Car.
Caramel.
Airhead.
Airplane.
Yeah. Oh, that was rubbish. I thought that was going to be loads of fun. You all got that too easy. You all got your first goes. Blinky neck.
Yeah, I think small words now.
What?
Right, now, from now...
Hard one.
Right, Zach, you put your thing in, I'll put on the mask. Wait, we don't... I'll just put on the mask anyway. Zach, and you just say a random word with your thing in.
Oh, no, Dad's making new ones.
Are you, Dad?
Shall I make a new one?
Yeah.
Alright, both of you close your eyes.
But only make mine first.
Alright.
Make Zach first, and then make mine.
All right, so let me, well, you, so what you got, what do you just got to keep the listeners entertained now while I write some words in? So, Matt, you, have you got your mask on there, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, you keep covered then.
So, we went to watch Detective Pikachu in the cinemas.
Try not to spit on me. Well, I had a bath yesterday.
Well, don't have your head tilted at me. And, it was really good, and I rate it about a 10. Matt, what do you rate it?
A 10. Wait, what is it out of?
10.
Okay, that's cool.
And Mum and Dad didn't really like it.
Yeah, because Mum and Dad have no interest.
Dad, why did you not like it?
Tell.
Why didn't I like it? Because
yeah.
It was cruddy. It was absolutely storyless. It was about some silly yellow hedgehog.
Pokemon?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean Pikachu.
Yeah.
Not Pokemon.
A yellow hedgehog.
Listeners, don't listen to him. It's not nice.
And it was...
It's a mouse!
Not nice!
Is it a mouse?
Yes!
Is that what it's supposed to be?
It's a mouse.
A Pikachu's a mouse?
Yes!
Or why is it fire lightning?
Why today? It doesn't have... What mouse has sprinkles, Dad?
Well, how many mice do you know that have prickles?
Yeah, but you said it's a hedgehog have prickles.
None of them. Pizza Piper picks a peck of pickle peppers.
Yeah.
Pizza Piper picks. I did it!
I can say it all the way through. Pizza Piper picks a peck of pickle peppers that Pizza Piper picked.
Oh, nice.
Grandad, you'd be really impressed that I said it. And yeah. I'll say it again for you.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked.
That's you, Matthew. That this is my granddad. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked.
You said Piter, not it's Piper.
I hope it was good enough for you.
He said Piter, not Piper.
No, I did it well.
No, you didn't. You said Piter.
No, I did well.
Right, you ready, Zach?
Dad, did I do well?
Yeah, you did well. Right, Matt, I've done.
Wait, I would stand up.
I've done five for you here, Matt. So some of these are a few. Some of these are like little sentences as well. So.
Hey, I'm gonna stand up.
So see if you can guess these. They're slightly harder ones now. So go on, Zach. What's that first one?
Wait one sec.
What are you thinking?
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
Ellen.
What?
Hell Holland.
Hell Holly.
Hell Holland.
Temple Bowling.
Hell Holland.
You're saying Temple Bowling.
He's not.
Hell Holland.
Football Goaling.
Next one.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Right, clue is we've played it a couple of times.
Golf?
No. How does that sound like golf, what he's saying? Say it again, Zach.
Temping bowling.
Temping bowling.
Temping bowling.
I said that. I said temping bowling and you went, nah.
No, you said temple bowling. Right.
I meant temp.
Nightmare.
Nose hair.
Nose hair, yeah.
Sun dins.
Sundins.
Sundins.
Go on.
Sunins.
Sunins.
So. God. So. Wins.
Sun wins.
No. Sun. Is!
Sun is?
No, not sun is.
Dad, give me a clue.
Sun!
Give me this clue.
Alright, rays, like rays of light. Like
lightning!
No!
Sun and lightning!
No,
sun.
No, listen to what... Listen to
is it something sun?
Yeah, it's sun something.
Sun rings!
Sun rings?
No, not sun rings. When have you ever heard of a sun ring?
I don't know!
Come on.
Sundins.
Are you giving up on that one?
Yeah.
Sunbeams.
I don't even know what that is.
A sunbeam. A ray of light. Right, you ready for this? This is a hard one for you now, Zach.
Looking like lions lightens up your life.
Little lions lightens up your life.
No.
Licking lions lighten up your life.
No, almost. It's very close.
Licking lions lighten up your life.
What?
Right, listen to the second.
Licking lions.
No. Listen to the second word. Yeah, it's licking, right?
And then licking lemons.
Lemons.
Yeah.
Lightens up your life.
Yeah, that's it. So say it all together.
Licking lemons lighten up your life.
Licking lemons lighten up your life. Brilliant.
Licking lemons.
Wait, am I done?
Yeah, done. Right, Zach, I'll write you some now. So. Right, so get your cover on.
Oh, jeez, that was hard.
Licking lions.
I thought you said licking
lions. Licking lions.
Licking lions have hairy fur balls. Ow! One of my toe.
You know it's on the wrong way round.
Who's it?
That, don't look.
No, it's not on the wrong way round.
Yes, it is. You know, I'm not done.
Don't look, put that on. Turn away from the screen.
I'm not looking at the screen. I'm going to go ask Mum if she can help me.
Alright, you talk to the listeners then, Matt. Talk to the listeners.
Right, the first word is goalkeeper. Goalkeeper.
Right, what's the next one we should give him?
Mississippi. So we've got goalkeeper, Mississippi, groundbreaking.
Away, Zach, still. Stay out of here for a second.
Hold on, I can't see where I'm going.
Don't walk any further, you're on the stairs.
Ow!
Told ya.
Good.
Are you in it? Can you come and help me? I'm lost. Ow! My toe!
Stop walking around then!
Oh God, I'm trying to find you!
Right, look, left!
Left?
No, like a bit, like right. Right, walk forward! No, not that way! Right.
Don't look! I'm not looking! Dad, you're writing an essay here.
No.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pumpkins.
Right, you ready, Zach?
No.
Get covered up, make sure you can't see.
Hey! You just had
make sure you can't see, don't be cheating.
I'm not, my eyes are
I can!
Right. Go, Matt.
Goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper. Mississippi.
Granny King.
What?
Hang on, right, so the first one was, goalkeeper. Next one was Mississippi. Next one?
Ground naked.
Ground naked?
No.
Ground
naked.
Gardening?
No.
Ground naked.
Ground aching?
No.
Ground aching.
What?
Say it a bit slower.
Ground aching.
Ground raking.
No.
Yeah, what did you just say then, Zach?
Ground raking.
No, it's like it.
Ground... What?
No.
Ground aching.
Ground raining.
No.
Ground aching.
What?
What? Peter Clay, Dad.
As in, like, it's an, I think of another word for cracking.
Cracking? Popping?
Ground...
Exploding.
Sounds like what he's saying, though.
Ground aching.
Shaking.
No. Not ground shaking. Almost. Think.
Aching.
Earthquaking.
No. You got ground hurt, right?
Quaking.
Right. You've got ground, right? You just need to think of the second word.
Ground.
Aching.
Shaking.
No, right. I'll tell you.
No. Keep going.
Breaking!
What?
Breaking!
Breaking! Yes. Groundbreaking! There we go, we got there in the end.
Pencil sharpener!
Pencil sharpener!
Yeah.
Chocolate honeys are usually eaten at Easter after you know,
Sellers in the No, don't read the next one. You'll confuse him, right? Just read that one line there. That.
Okay. Chocolate bunnies are usually eaten at Easter.
Chocolate bunnies are usually eaten in winter.
No, at Easter.
Easter?
Yeah.
After they nosh eyes in the nightclub.
Matthew something microwave.
After they nosh eyes in the nightclub.
Matthew made marshmallows in the microwave.
Very good. I didn't think you'd get it for that.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Matthew made marshmallows in the microwave.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
You mean melt marshmallows?
I don't know. And the other one was, hang on. Chocolate bunnies are usually eaten at Easter. Well done anyway, lads. That's a very good effort.
That's hard. I thought he was saying shaking. I thought he said earthquaking.
No, groundbreaking. Anyway, you did very well there, lads. So we've half done a review there of Detective Pikachu. It was some furry little yellow hamster thing.
In your hand!
Shut up!
It's a mouse!
Don't spoil it for others not watched it yet!
Right.
Shush!
No, I'm not. And what was the premise of the film? What was it about?
It was about...
He had to find some other...
It was about Pokemon!
He had to find what?
This boy thought he'd lost his father in a car crash. But actually, Mewtwo just took... Oh,
so you've just ruined it for everyone now.
No, I mean...
Newspeaker! Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo!
This is the news, please go away. You just spoiled it.
So, Mewtwo broke it for everyone, right?
No!
Right. Any other films we've seen recently, boys? House with the Clock in the Wall.
So, it's
on Amazon Prime Video, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's about
Dad,
this.
What, how do you know what it is? You've not seen it.
Don't
spoil it.
No, don't tell the ending. But go on. What's it about?
The link will be in the description.
No. It won't be.
Yeah, it
so
won't
be. I'm not writing about House with the Clock in the Wall.
Right. So I'm gonna not spoil it. Right. This is about this guy.
Yeah.
And the clock.
Right.
In the wall.
In the wall. Yeah, we figured that much.
I know it's not in the wall.
We got that from the title.
It could be in the wall.
Right.
It's in a...
Could be in a
creepy
fridge.
House.
Right.
Could be in a fridge.
Could be.
Never know.
Right, and?
And the guy dies, and then there's a spell to bring him back to life.
Okay.
And he tested on him because his parents died in a car crash.
Yeah.
And he just wanted his parents back.
Right. So what would we give that out of 10, Matt?
10.
Right. And Detective Pika Mouse.
It's Pikachu! First it's a hedgehog, then it's hamster, then it's Pika Mouse!
Pika Mouse?
It's Pikachu, but Pikachu is a mouse!
Right
say it with me. Pika. Right.
Pika.
Chew!
Rat.
Pika. Pika. Chew! It's like.
Bless you!
Right. Chicken Tika.
Chicken Tika. Right, so go on then, Matt, what are we giving Pika Rat out of 10?
10
it's
out of
10!
It's 10 out of 10.
Pika! It's not rat! Right, I give it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 for Pika Rat?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a rat!
10 out of 10 for me!
10 out of 10 for Zach.
The walls, I'm going to give it a...
10 out of 10.
9, it wasn't... Yeah, it had magic in it, but...
Yeah, but why do you give it a 9?
Because it kind of spoiled my dreams of becoming a magician, because I wanted to do that, but...
Well, now you can't.
I'm becoming a plane pilot when I'm older.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
You're
going to be a tree climber. I don't think there's... Well, unless you want to do, like, tree surgery.
What, be a monkey?
A monkey. Yeah, I can be. You don't need to work hard to be that, lad.
Excuse me, that is...
Right, so go on then, Matt. Why do you want to become a pilot?
Because we went on a school trip.
Right, I'm leaving. Bye, guys. Bye. I'm leaving. Thank you for listening.
We went on a trip on Friday with school. Mm. And we went to the airport and we saw all these planes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were really cool because we saw a Concorde and everything.
All right.
We weren't allowed on the Concorde though.
Okay.
No one else was interested.
No one else was interested.
No.
All right.
I was the only one really listening.
Ooh. Everyone else was just messing around.
Yeah.
Oh well.
We got to board a plane.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It was really cool.
Well, you were sat in the cockpit, weren't you?
Yeah, I was sat on... I thought I was in the... what's it called? Pilot seat, but I was in the co-pilot seat.
Oh,
what's
right.
the difference between a pilot and a co-pilot?
The pilot and the co-pilot, so basically they both take turns flying the plane. But it's just in case, say, the pilot ever got ill or something like that. Then the co-pilot's there ready to take over.
They're not allowed to eat the same meals.
That's right. Because if one's
like something wrong with it, they're not allowed. You wouldn't want to because there'll be no one flying the plane if they were both sick.
And then you'd need Captain Scott to the rescue, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what all the stripes mean on the people's arms.
Go on.
On the suit, so 2 stripes mean you're a junior, you've just passed,
mm-hmm.
and you still need someone flying with you.
Right.
Second one is, what comes after junior? I always forget this.
Senior.
Right. 3 senior, and 4 is full pilot, boss.
Right. Captain.
Yeah.
There you go. So there you go, there's Matt's summary of the airport. What would we give... Manchester Airport out of 10, Matt, tripping around that and going out for a day out?
A million.
A million?
Yeah.
You'd give it a million out of 10?
No, I wouldn't even give it a million, I'd give it pi.
Pi?
Yeah.
Well, pi's only 3.14.
Is that a big number?
Well, pi is a big number, but in actual fact, the actual number's between 3 and 4.
Right, I'll give it Googleplex then.
A Googleplex out of 10?
Yeah.
Good lad. Alright, so for a Googleplex out of 10 for Manchester Airport, as given by Matt. There
Yay.
We go. Yay. What are we doing next week, Matt?
I think we're going out for a night.
Going for a hotel trip.
Yeah, with a swimming pool.
With a swimming pool. So, Matt, you'll be doing your review of the hotel with swimming pool next
yes,
week,
Yes, I can swim my full length.
All right. And we'll try to do some more frequent shows because, like I say, Matt, this was supposed to be a weekly show. And then it was almost a monthly show. And now it's almost a 3-monthly show. So,
S-O-R-R-Y. Everybody.
Sorry. How's the merch sales going, Matt?
No one's got any.
Oh.
Wait, can you even buy it anywhere?
Yeah, you can get merch, yeah.
Where from?
Well, you need to send an email to...
Yeah, but we should just have a shop, online.
An online shop?
Yeah, so you should put, shop
at chatwithmatt.net.
No, shop at Chat with Matt, get merch.
Shop at Chat with Matt, get merch. All right. So
shop at Chat with Matt merch. Right, and then we'll have like our hats and t-shirts and stuff.
Cool. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to even have like water bottles and cowbells and
cowbells.
Yeah, frisbees. We're going to have
cowbells
water bottles. We're going to have this guy called Unspeakable on Thingy. On YouTube. Right. He's a YouTuber. And he sells Unspeakable cowbells.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He sells Unspeakable cowbells.
You've lost me.
So he sells, you know those things that you put around the cow's neck and it goes ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, I know what a cowbell is.
Yeah, he sells them.
Right. All right, well, that's it for this week. Matt, are you going to say goodbye to the listeners, your fans?
Bye. Even though we've got the, like, two fans in here.
Well, different kind of fans.
Yeah.
Right.
So we got one that blows air and another one, small one that blows air.
Yeah. And fans as in people.
People,
People who think you're ace.
Yay! People think I'm ace, which is not very often.
Alright, so if you want to go and check out the site, it's www.chatwithmatt.net.
On the t-shirt, it'll say on the back, so if you ever forget, just take your t-shirt off, look at the back, then go on the website.
If you want to send Matt an email, it's feedback@chatwithmatt.net.
That's my email address, don't tell it to everyone.
Well, you want people to write to you, otherwise how are they going to write to you?
I'll tell you your email address.
Bye! Yeah,